Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey mamas, what's poppin'? What's the tea? What's the juice? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. New episodes drop every Thursday. It's free to stream wherever you get your podcasts, so there's really no excuse to be behind. Okay, get with the program. Please and thank you. Subscribe, turn on them post bell notifications, sound off in the comments, sound off in the reviews. You know what to do. Poor. Okay, so I have quite a bit to talk about. I've got a list of things I want to touch on. I don't have many life updates, but anyways, let's just get into it, okay? So last week I mentioned I got a storage unit. I did. Hallelujah. It's about fucking time, because I had several pieces of furniture in my kitchen, project pieces I never finished. I had great intentions. I did. But I lost momentum. I did. ADHD be like. And you know, I know it's oh, ha ha, hee hee hoo hoo. I have ADHD. So quirky. Look at me. Poor, 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 poor. But this shit is not a joke. Okay. I fucking wish I could get rid of this shit, but I can't. And it is truly debilitating. I know I'm a silly goose and I have a silly delivery about things. That's just my sense of humor. That's just my coping mechanism. But this is not a silly matter. God, why did you have to curse me with this shit? It is truly debilitating. And, you know, I've been on my Adderall now for a year. Without it, I am dead to the world. And it is honestly quite scary. I know I lived 26 years-ish without Adderall. So it's like I was able to function, but now I am afraid I'm a bit dependent on it, because when I don't take it, I cannot do anything. But I also at the same time think back to life without Adderall, and while I did manage and maneuver around things, I was very lazy. I half-assed so much, and I couldn't really finish anything. And it's still a struggle to this day. But at least with my medication, I'm able to get that kick in the morning once it fucking does its thing to really start my day. Like I used to avoid everything. And I was so reactive because I was so behind on life and everything, every project. I could never finish anything. And, you know, work, I would cut corners. I would avoid. And then I was just so frustrated and so angry and so also just a fucking goofball trying to cope with the fact that my life was just a fucking wreck. Every avenue of my life was a fucking mess. And I was super reactive. And, you know, I never thought that that was like an ADHD thing, an untreated ADHD thing. But after speaking to several other people with ADHD, someone had like mentioned how reactive they were prior to being on their medication because they were just so frustrated. And I was like, damn, bitch, that is some fucking tea. That was me. And that explains so much. Not saying that like, people who react or are reactive must have ADHD, not the case, but it did kind of put things into perspective because I think back to how I used to be and thinking back to some of my like videos, like the Miss Gladys one where I'm like reactive to her in the mall and whatnot. A lot of that came from like, I was just on edge and on go mode. And like, I was kind of like, always had this underlying like unresolved tension or anger about me. That never really got expressed until somebody tried me, and then it was just like boom. And now you're getting the shorter end of the stick because I'm taking out all my life's problems on this motherfucker, which I mean, it's just not healthy. I was very reactive. I was like a ticking time bomb sometimes, and now with my medication, I don't feel that. When I'm medicated, I feel more chill. And that's one way or one indicator that like I actually need this shit. Like some people, they'd be like, can I get an Adderall? I'm like, absolutely the fuck not, bitch. First of all, I'm not a fucking drug dealer, one. And two, I need this shit. I can't go a day without it. Because when I do go without it, bitch, it's a nightmare, okay? And I went a whole day, two days actually, without it. Because I fucking forget that you have to call the doctor every time when you need a refill. Damn, the South is coming out of me. When you need a refill, you got to call every time. Like, bitch, I've been on this shit for a whole year now. It's not going anywhere, okay? Send over 5 refills, please and fucking thank you, because this shit, me having to call you all the time and then you fucking lollygagging and taking your fucking sweet time. And if I call too early to get a refill, to get ahead of the curve, oh, sorry, it's not time. But then if it so happens to fall on a weekend and I'm calling up and it's like, oh, we're closed Saturday and Sunday, which who the fuck is closed on Saturday? Bitch, that's preposterous. So yeah, I was not able to take my medication for 2 days and it was very crippling and I went on a massive binge and I ate like 2 boxes of fucking Reese Puff cereal and my life was in shambles. I couldn't stop playing Fortnite. It was the only thing that distracted me and brought me peace. And that's just so sad that me obliterating little fucking teenagers on this shooting game was bringing me some type of solace. And helping me decompress from my life issues. Crazy, craziness. So I definitely need it. And I have became dependent and it's just so sad. But anyways, back to the fucking heart of the matter here. So these project pieces, like I said, ADHDers, we love to just dip our toes in all these different waters and try all these other things and just do everything YOLO, if you will. And that's great. It is great to some degree. You know, we should all have hobbies and interests and you don't have to confine yourself to one thing or two things, but bitch, you can't do it all. Okay. You can try, but you can't. So I thought I was going to be fucking HGTV up in this bitch. And I do love to decorate, but painting is just such a tedious thing and like sanding and all that shit. So I had like this chest, this lingerie chest, and it had like wicker accent on it. And I painted it. It looked like shit. I was going to fix it. And like, I just lost momentum and it was sitting in my corner. I also had got these two nightstand little dresser things. And one of them I painted fully finished. It's in my bedroom. It's so cute and gorgeous. I'm so happy with how it came out. But like, that was just like one task. I did it. I just fucking did it, bitch. But after doing that, I was like, damn, that shit was kind of a lot of work. I'm a wait to do that other shit. And then I completely lost momentum, completely lost interest. And so the furniture just sat in my fucking kitchen for what, 4, 5, 6 months now? I lost fucking track. Way too fucking long. My house was looking like a storage unit. It was an eyesore and it had to go, bitch. So I threw the fucking lingerie chest away. I don't ever want to see that fucking bitch again. But the other chest was unfinished. I put that bitch in the storage unit. I put this clothing rack in the storage unit. I put all this shit that was just causing so much clutter. I had to get it out. I had to gut this bitch, okay? And I know some people might be like, why don't you just get rid of the stuff? I do plan to move into a house, hopefully, fingers crossed. Maybe I'm speaking too soon. But when my lease ends, I don't know if I'll sign it again. I might, who knows? Like, you know, things are always subject to change. I don't know what the future holds. I don't fucking know what today holds, bitch. Like, I'm just living on a whim. But I do have a desire to live in a house. I'm tired of this condo or what townhouse living. It's cute. Obviously, it's my first house, so I'm not like really pressed about it. I do feel very blessed to have the space that I have, and I do love the setup. I do love the layout and everything, but I would be more comfortable in my own house on, you know, like a little house on the hill away from everybody, not so close. Like, I can hear my neighbor washing clothing. I can hear my neighbor, you know, and I don't want to hear all that. I can hear when their shower is on. I don't want to hear that. And I know if I can hear that, they can hear me fucking singing and hollering in here. And I'd be just performing for my cats sometimes, meowing back at them and talking to them and having full-on conversations with them. And they don't need to hear that. They don't need to fucking, I need privacy, bitch. I can't get fucked. I can't get my cheeks clapped without thinking, oh shit, Esmeralda next door is probably listening in. She probably isn't, but you know, it's a possibility. You never know. People are nosy. I'm nosy. So yeah, my kitchen's looking cute and gorgeous. My dining room is looking cute and gorgeous. My living room, I got it cleared out. I had my closets full of just like, you know, keepsakes, memories, some of my mother's stuff. And I put it all in the storage unit, things that I couldn't get rid of, but also couldn't keep in my house. I just didn't have a purpose for it. But speaking of my mother, the other day was actually the 4-year anniversary of her passing. So, you know, it was I don't want to say it was a tough day, because I had actually a great day with my homegirl. We went out and did some thrifting. We went to this, it's kind of like an antique shop mall, whatever. I don't fucking know. Mother Lode. I love it. It's very curated. It is a bit pricey, but you kind of know what you're going to get out of there. It's a bunch of dealers and they're set up in there. And it's one of the best antique stores I've been to, because it is very curated. And like the people in there, they just do a good job of, you know, putting good stuff on their shelves. And it's just so well lit, and it's such a big facility. I love it. So I had a great day, but we went and ate Cava. And while we're in the line at Cava, I looked down at my phone and I was like, oh shit. I knew this day was coming, and it was that day. I got a little sad. We ate, and I took her home. We went our separate ways, and I went to the gym to kind of decompress and just think about things. But overall, it was a good day. I mean, I wasn't super like been out of shape or really depressed about it. I did post several things on my Instagram story, and you girls sent me the kindest messages, so I do really appreciate y'all for that. But it's okay. It's life. It is hard to deal with. I deal with it every day. I think about her every single day. But I did get to thinking, actually, that situation or that day had me thinking about a situation I had gotten into just a few months after her passing. And, you know, I had gotten into this fight at a club and I got kicked out. And basically to give y'all the juice, this guy had put his hands, this like 6'4" guy put his hands on my ex-girlfriend. I know, LOL, 8th and 9th grade. So it wasn't nothing serious. Okay, I'm homosexual as fuck. But anyways, he put his hands on her. I do not like that. I do not like a bully. I will bully the fucking bully, bitch. And I am not scared of nobody, okay? So she told me this. It really infuriated me. I never have been a club goer. I mean, that's a lie. 2012, there was like a period where I was obsessed with going to the club every Tuesday. Club going up on a motherfucking Tuesday, bitch. I was going off the motherfucking Molly. But That was like short-lived, 4 or 5 months maybe, if even that. But anyways, other than that, I've never been a club goer. After I turned 21, it lost its novelty, going out, drinking, and doing all that shit. But she was like in an era where she loved going out with gays. She's a bit of a fag hag. If you don't know what that means, it's like a girl who's got like a lot of gay friends. And, you know, gays can be petty and messy, boots. And there's this one guy who just like kind of was like a bully all around. And he had like posted, I guess he had like a falling out, as they do, with another mutual friend of hers. And he was posting all of these inappropriate videos of this friend and bullying them publicly online, which is just so disgusting and such an insecure trait. Like, if you have a falling out with somebody, you don't have to air out their fucking laundry. You don't have to fucking put them on blast. You don't have to try to embarrass themselves to make yourself feel better or look bigger, stronger, whatever, because actually you look weak as fuck. I mean, I've had falling outs. You guys know me and Tali, you know, whatever. But I have chosen not to speak on things because it does nothing for me. And so I can't wrap my head around somebody trying to ruin somebody else or try to embarrass them, humiliate them, bully them online. It's just so childish. It's so weak. It's such little dick energy. But anyways, my ex-girlfriend, she replied to their story and was like, this is kind of gross. Like, you should take this down. And he basically was like, oh, shut up, fat bitch. You're jealous of my content. Content? Bitch, that is not content. That is blackmail. One. And two, you have like 600 followers, which it's not about followers, but like, people you grew up with are following you. Like, people are not checking for you. They're not tuned into what you're posting, bitch. You're posting selfies in the fucking mirror. Like, you're not posting content. You're not creating videos. You're sharing embarrassing videos of somebody in intimate settings and in inappropriate manners and trying to embarrass them because y'all are no longer friends. But anyways, yeah, so he said, you're just jealous of my content, you fat bitch, blah, say, beep, beep, bop, bop, boom. They ran into each other in a club. He tried to trip her. He, you know, was just being very petty. He was laughing at her. He was poking at her, being just a fucking bully. And I do not like that shit. One thing led to another one night. Everybody was a little too drunk and she kind of confronted him like, what the fuck is your problem? Why do you keep messing with me? And he put his hands on her. They went outside. He threw grass and dirt at her, threw a rock at her, and then he slapped the shit out of her. There's a full video I've seen. Slapped the shit out of her, knocked her glasses off of her face. And I don't know why she failed to tell me this for a fucking month's time, because, bitch, I am not the one. I will go up to bat for all of my friends. No questions asked. But she finally tells me, and I'm like, oh my God, girl. You should, well, I'm glad you told me that, but you also shouldn't have told me that. It's one of those things. You shouldn't have told me that because now, bitch, you know what I'm going to do. And maybe that's why it took her so long to tell me. I don't fucking know, bitch. But I said, I'm going to start going out to clubs. Not because I want to, but because I want to run into that motherfucker. And yeah, after 4 long weeks of going out every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to all the gay clubs he frequents, I ran into him, lo and behold. And it was just such an iconic moment for me, because they did actually play one of my songs in Blake's nightclub that night. A friend did ask them to put me on there. So, like, it wasn't like they sought me out. I'm like, let me play some Camo. But nonetheless, they were blasting my fucking song. I was heated up, high adrenaline. I'm seeing all these people, like, getting down. Like, what is this? You know, like, people are vibing to it. Nobody's like, what the fuck is this? And, you know, it was cute and gorgeous. It was a moment. I was like high energy. I'm feeling on one. I'm a little drunk. And then I see this motherfucker and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to let this ruin my moment. I'm going to have my song play and then I'm going to go confront him. And I did just that. And I'm like, hi. And this motherfucker was so full of themselves. They thought me approaching them, I was like some fucking admirer, bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are? And he's like, oh my God, hey mama. And tried to like hug me. And I said, you're the motherfucker that hit my friend. And I pointed to my friend and I guess he put two and two together and he's like, what are you? A woman? You're not even a man. And this guy's like 6'4". I'm 5'11". So like he was towering over me, bitch. And I've got my hands in his face. I'm like, he's like, you're a little bitch. And I'm like, I'll show you a fucking bitch. I'm like in his face. I damn near kiss him. I have a video of it. I'm like almost kissing this motherfucker, yelling in his ear, and he just looks so uncomfortable. Then he tries to like slap me, bitch. I slapped his fucking hand. Anyways, I got fucking kicked out. And the bouncer, my friends are like, I mean, they were really just defending that girl. He hit her once upon a time, and the bouncer ended up just kicking us all out. And while I'm outside, this motherfucker's running his fucking cocksucker, and he's like, you're fat, you're ugly, you're this, you're poor, I'm rich, I'm hot, I'm skinny, I'm beep beep bop bop boop boop. And none of it was getting to me, because I am not impressed with people's pride, people's ego. That shit is so corny to me, and it speaks volumes when you are so boastful and so braggalicious and so it's all about me. It's all to cover up how insecure you really are. So when I hear people being like that, I'm not impressed. I'm amused. And so he's saying all this nasty shit to me, calling me fat, calling me ugly, calling me broke. And none of it was getting to me. I'm just laughing. And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm fat, but I still get men. Oh yeah, I'm ugly, but I still pop off. Oh yeah, I'm this, but they were just playing my song in the club. Nothing was getting to me. So then he's like, oh yeah, your mother's dead. First of all, I don't know how this motherfucker even knew that. Like, I thought you didn't know me, and now you know details, intimate details about my life. Weird. But yeah, he said that to me. And anyways, I just went on a whole tangent story time, but I hope y'all enjoyed that one. The premise I was going with that is, on the day my mother passed away the other day, I started thinking about that instance. And him saying that really was like the lowest blow, lowest thing anybody has ever said to me. And it could have broken me. It could have really done some damage to me, because it was fresh. My mother had just passed, and it was and still is something I'm still learning to wrap my head around. It is still a burden I bear. But in that moment, I didn't react the way I think most people would. Also, he did pull out pepper spray, so I was just over it. You're a fucking bitch. Like, you fucking are pulling pepper spray out. He pepper sprayed my friend. I walked the fuck away, because at that point, you're throwing low balls and you're a fucking weak coward ass bitch. While my mother did unfortunately pass, I was still able to experience 24 years, the most beautiful 24 years, with such an amazing woman. This woman would have set the world on fire for anybody she loved, me and her siblings, anybody she was friends with. She would have set the world on fire. She was such a firecracker. She was such a savage, but she was also a saint. And I know maybe those two things don't seem to exist together, but they did in my mother. And that's not just me saying I had the best mother in the world. I really did. I did have an amazing mother who showed me unconditional love, true unconditional love. She was so supportive, so understanding. She always had an answer. She was so witty, so creative, so talented. She was a painter. She used to paint murals in all these model homes and these huge, like, bougie ass neighborhoods. Like, my mother did it all. She was amazing. She was a remarkable woman. She did have her flaws, as we all do. She did have her baggage. She did have her downfalls, whatever. But she was so amazing and such a great mother. And she was my biggest fan. She was my biggest supporter, my role model, my best friend. I mean, we had such a relationship. We used to smoke weed together. We went on, I've told y'all before, we used to shoplift together, which, you know, maybe some people might chuck it to bad parenting. But I mean, really, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. My mother caught on that I was doing certain things, and, you know, she used to be guilty of them back in the day, and it sparked up a conversation. And at that point, I was already fucking grown. So, like, I was fully in control of my actions. She was not influencing me. I was already fully immersed into that shit. It wasn't like she was teaching me as a child to go fucking steal shit, bitch. That would have been bad parenting. But anyways, not excusing shoplifting. Okay, I've moved on, bigger and better. That shit's beneath me now. I don't do that shit. I don't encourage that shit. But it was a very bonding thing for me, to say the least. Just so many amazing memories, so many funny memories. She was such a funny person. And I had 24 beautiful years with her. And I see a lot of people that I know who really don't have a good relationship with their mother or their parents, and they don't like their mother, and understandably so in certain instances. So I totally get it. But I was very fortunate to have that relationship with my mother. And word on the street is this guy does not have a good relationship with his mother. And she's just like, you know, kind of an enabler. And like, you know, she just kind of provides and she does her thing and she doesn't really have a good relationship with him. And that's sad. That's really sad and unfortunate. So while what he said was so disgusting, I still was able to walk away and feel like, well, damn, at least I got to experience a true mother's love. And I felt like I won, truly, because of that. So it is what it is. Rest in peace, her soul. I do miss you greatly, mother, up there in heaven looking down on me. But I do feel her spirit around me all the time. She is protecting and guiding and keeping me safe. That is my belief. If you believe otherwise, shoot for the fuck of stars. But on that note, I'm going to go on a break and I will be back with some notes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, I'm back, mamas. Okay, so let's get into the notes. Rex Huerman. Have y'all heard about this man? I know I usually don't speak on current events and pop culture and, you know, what's going on in the world, but holy shit, I was off a couple edibles the other night and me and my friend were just watching this whole situation unfold. So if you're not familiar, this is something going on right now. This guy, he was like an architect. A very powerful, popular one in his area up in, I think, what, somewhere in like Long Island, I think. I could be a little wrong about the coordinates, but whatever. So basically, this man has been, while his wife would be away, murdering these escort sex workers and getting away with it. And there were all these bodies being found over the past like 10 plus years. And it's so wild to me, one, like having the idea or thought to take somebody's life away, like that is so disgusting to me. I can't fathom taking somebody's life, watching the life leave their body. And I really think so intensely about certain things. And I would just feel like this person had a past, they had a future potentially, and I just stopped them dead in their tracks. That's such a wild concept to me. You know, when people die naturally, it is what it is. It's still sad. But when somebody else takes it upon themselves to play God, I don't understand. Like, is it a complex? Is it, you know, a lot of these serial killers, I guess maybe they were like bullied, not an excuse whatsoever. But I guess it makes them feel powerful because they are able to play God in somebody else's life. But it's so wicked and so twisted to think about. And it got me thinking, like, holy shit, this man has went under the radar and gotten away with this for so long. And now the FBI got involved, which I don't understand. Like, when there's a fucking murder, why the FBI wouldn't be involved off the rip? I guess there's a lot of murder going on in the world, so it's hard to, you know, look into every single case, but for like 10 plus years, this man has gotten away with this. And I can only imagine like trying to put my, you know, my feet in somebody else's shoes and try to understand why they are the way they are. And recently there was like more killings back to back to back. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this guy probably, when he got his first taste for blood, was like, okay, that was a thrill. That was a high, but now I'm scared. I'm going to get caught. Got away with it. Time passed. Did it again. Itched that scratch. Did it again. Got away with it. All this time in between. And then probably like recently was like, you know what? I'm fucking powerful. I'm able to get away with all this shit. I'm so good at what I do. Let me just go on a fucking rampage and just start killing hella people. And he's finally gotten caught up. The FBI, like I said, they got involved and they were able to conduct all this investigating and whatnot, able to conclude that he was responsible because they like were watching him for an extended period of time. They had gotten like a piece of pizza that he didn't finish out of the trash can and was able to find, I guess, like hair or some type of evidence that matched one of the bodies, and the timeline and everything was just like crazy. They'd done all this like watching him, and he had the weirdest Google searches, and now they're actively right now as we speak, as you're listening, they are ransacking his house, everything he owns. They're speaking to every single person in his call log, speaking to everybody he's worked with, around, spoken to, ran into, going to places that he was frequent to, places that he had been spotted in, and interviewing everybody, every single person. That's just so crazy to me. But I can't imagine doing something like that. Of course, he's in there pleading he's innocent, or trying to, but there's just so much fucking evidence. It's a wrap. It's a fucking wrap. He's going to spend out the rest of his days, I hope, rotting away. And what's crazy is he had a whole wife and children and stepchildren living with him. And like these people were completely oblivious. Or were they? I mean, I'm sure they didn't know that he was killing people, but I'm sure you have to be a weird individual. You have to have some weird tics and whatnot. And apparently, in some of their interviews and, you know, speaking to people that have encountered this man, he was just a weird individual. I mean, duh, to do that, bitch, you got to be weird as fuck. But I just can't imagine living in the house, being married with, sleeping with, having children with a fucking murderer. That's such a crazy thought. And then I also like really think so deeply, like I said, into things. And I'm thinking to myself, while this man was murdering somebody, I'm over here getting down to fucking Lady Gaga, completely in my own little world. And while I'm just singing and dancing and lollygagging and whatnot, this is going on. And you never really know what somebody is capable of, or when something's coming, or who has these tendencies, these thoughts, or whatever. You just never really fucking know. And it's crazy to think in such close proximity, you could be living next to a potential serial killer, a murderer, or a psychopath, a wild person. I did once live in these apartments with my dad, and it was just so crazy because there was all these police that came raiding the apartment right next door to us. And I was a wee little kid. I was probably in like first or second grade. Lo and behold, we had a murderer who left Texas, ran away, and moved right next door to us. That shit, still to this day, I think about it and I'm like, holy shit, what if like the wind had blown a certain way and he saw me outside at the pool, or saw me walk into my car, or my dad, or whoever, and killed them, killed me, or killed a neighbor. Insane, insane to fucking think about. But while we're on the topic of crime and recent events, the whole Carly Russell situation, unfucking believable, bitch. You are dumb as fuck. It's crazy how so many people are out there really in need of help and really missing out there. And for whatever reason, this woman got so much coverage and so much attention. And all of it was a hoax. All of it was probably to scare some fucking man. She's stealing from her job. All these weird ass Google searches about how to not get caught stealing from a register, Taken, the movie, and all these suspect ass Google searches. What is wrong with you? You had such a promising future, and now she's begging for forgiveness. No one is ever going to take you seriously, bitch. And it's the audacity for me. First of all, if you're gonna do something stupid like this, if you're going, you're a smart ass woman. You graduated, you were in fucking the medical field. They don't just put anybody in there, or maybe they do. Look at you, bitch. You would think this, that people like this would put a little more thought into what they're doing and be a little more calculated. You called the police and swore you saw this toddler on the highway. Bitch, every highway has cameras. I know you've seen the news once or twice in your life and they're covering traffic and reporting on that. Like, you didn't have that thought? Why didn't you pull down some country bumpkin ass back road where there were no cameras if you were really going to make this a success? You got caught the fuck up. And I can only imagine, like, this woman probably had no idea this was going to get the coverage that it did, but maybe that's why it did. It was a learning experience for not just her, but for the public, period. Crying fucking wolf. I can only imagine this woman thought that maybe it would just be some people in her hometown and it would maybe scare the fuck out of some man that she was trying to get or whatever the fucking situation was. No one really knows because she's not speaking. She's just so fucking embarrassed. But then waking up and seeing this footage of you on the highway, how fucking embarrassing. But where she went is still a mystery. Like, where was she at for these 48 hours? Did she go in the woods? Did she camp out? Like, I'm just so confused. I mean, you put a lot of thought in ripping a fucking wig off and leaving it in the passenger seat, but you couldn't think about the cameras? Bitch, come on now. Messy, messy boots. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. And now no one will ever take you seriously. You're not going to ever have a fucking career, bitch. You might as well go start applying at fucking McDonald's or some shit, bitch, because it's over for you. It's over for you. You're stealing from... I can't. Why? You don't shit where you eat, okay? You don't steal from your job. That's just... Especially in the medical field, bitch. Like, it's just so sloppy. Come on now, bitch. Do better. I thought you were educated. Whew. I'm still trying to get off these vapes, bitch. But that should just stress me out. I did say I was not going to buy another one. And I didn't buy another one. But my friend had an extra one that she did not like. And so I was like, oh, I'll take that off your hands, bitch. But I'm going to put my foot down with myself. I'm not buying another one. Okay. Anyways, what else do I got? Twitter changing its name to X. I know it's like, what the fuck? I was reading about that and I don't use Twitter like that. I really don't. It's very rare that I even get on the platform. I've never promoted my Twitter. I've never even spoke about Twitter really. It's just never really been for me. I tried it back in the Tumblr era, but it just was never my platform of choice. And it's not really a growing platform, but he did change the name, which is kind of crazy to think about because all this branding that's went into that little blue bird, like it's like so many advertisers, so many stores have follow us on Twitter, you know? And now it's X. And his explanation, his reasoning as to why he wanted to rebrand, it is understandable. You know, it's changing its direction. He wants to bring more to this platform and wants to kind of like switch things up. I do like, the one thing that I do like about Twitter, even though I don't use it, is the free speech. I have such mixed feelings about so many different things. And I know a lot of people will say, like, if you're in a gray area, you're part of the problem, or, you know, like you don't, you're not like strong minded or whatever. But there are certain things that I just feel indifferent about, and I don't know which way I lean, because in some instances I see the benefit and in other instances I see the harm. And so the one thing that I don't like about TikTok is how censored it is. I love TikTok for the opportunities it has brought into me, how inclusive it is, how easy it is to grow, and the opportunities they give so many people, so many minorities. Great, amazing platform, no doubt about it. But it is so censored. You cannot really speak your mind. There's certain words that'll get you kicked off. And I don't like that. Obviously, I'm against bullying, but there's just all these stipulations and all these guidelines. And like, before you know it, we're not going to be able to speak up whatsoever. And it makes it hard to have discourse on certain situations and to really vocalize opinions on either side of things, because it's just so watered down and you have to tiptoe and walk on eggshells. So I don't like that. But then again, at the same time, when you don't have any censorship going on, it leaves the room for so much bullying. And like, I don't like bullying. But at the same time, like, there's some times where I'm like, bitch, maybe we need to bring bullying back in some instances. I mean, the other day, fuck, I'm in the gym locker room. This man just got out of the shower. He's clearly putting on his clothing, he's drying off, and bitch, you smell like a fucking diaper. How the fuck did you just shower and you still smell like ass? Get the fuck back in the goddamn shower and scrub your fucking hole. Scrub your fucking orifices. Scrub your fucking crevices, bitch. That shit's fucking disgusting. It's taking my breath away. I know you smell it. I can't fucking imagine going around smelling like that. Hygiene is so important, and people will sit here and make excuses, and this is the part where I feel a little indifferent, and it might be a hot take, and I know it kind of rubs people the wrong way, because everybody's a fucking enabling ass bitch, and they want to make excuses for everybody, but no, bitch, there is no excuse for not brushing your teeth. People say, oh, you don't know, people can't afford things. A fucking toothbrush is a goddamn dollar. They have them at the fucking Dollar Tree, bitch. There is really no excuse, because that same person that you're making excuses for about how they might be too poor to fucking afford a goddamn toothbrush, a dollar fucking purchase, bitch. They have a home and they're smoking fucking Newports every goddamn day. Those bitches are $7 a fucking pack, bitch. Okay. So if that much, actually, I think they're like $9 now, inflation. So if they can afford their fucking habit, they can afford a goddamn toothbrush. And I'm sorry, I've been depressed. I've been low. I have been in the fucking trenches mentally, physically, emotionally, and I still took care of myself. I know we're all different, and some people are going to argue, well, you don't know what somebody's going through. Everybody reacts and responds to things differently. And I do agree. I do agree. But we need to take care of ourselves. And this man, if you're going to the gym, you don't even fall in that category of people who are just staying in the house and just like low on life and miserable. You're at the gym, you know? So you obviously had some motivation and some willpower. I know every situation is different, and I'm not trying to like bully anybody. Like I said, I don't like that shit, but fuck. Let's put the fucking pressure on these bitches. Wear some goddamn deodorant, bitch. Brush your funky ass teeth. Y'all have gotten too comfortable. If the shoe don't fit, don't lace it up. So if I'm not speaking to you, if the shoe don't fucking fit, bitch, do not lace it up. Do not take offense, okay? Y'all be getting defensive and y'all be getting heated and y'all be feeling some type of way because the shoe does fit. But if it does not, then just listen, okay? Take notes. Y'all be walking out the house with funky ass halitosis, which only comes because you have a tendency. It's a regular thing for you to go days at a time without brushing your teeth and brushing your fucking tongue. It's gross. We learned this shit as a child. This is just inexcusable. In fucking excuse me, you are not disabled whatsoever. You are fully capable. You are fully abled. So I don't understand why anyone can make excuses for this type of behavior. It's gross. It's disgusting. And it's not healthy. It's not healthy for them. Like, fuck me. Like, whatever. I'm having to smell it. But like, fuck, bitch. Your quality of life is at stake here. Because first of all, we all want to be loved. We all want to be cared for, and we all want attention. We all do. You're not going to get it. You're not going to find that person out there unless they too are a funky ass bitch. And I guess just be two fucking pigs in a haystack, bitch. What the fuck ever. Live your fucking truth, I guess. But fuck, stop hurting the people around. I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired. Just brush your teeth, put on deodorant. Fuck. Shit. It's really not that hard. These things take all of 3 minutes a day. 3 minutes. Even if you only brushed your teeth once a day. You know, I know they say twice a day, but if you can at least brush your teeth once a day and put on deodorant before you leave the door, leave out the door and shower maybe once every other day. I mean, it's too hot to be showering every other day at this point. If you're going outside and that heat, bitch, I walk out my door and I'm wet. I'm fucking wet. Okay, thank God for Lumi deodorant. This is not sponsored. I love them so much, though. They really are amazing. But fuck, I cannot go a day with the... I'm fucking sweating in my house right now, bitch. I'm about to go hop in the shower as soon as I wrap this episode up. But damn, do better. Do fucking better. I mean, damn, I went on a real tangent. That's what I like about Twitter. Going back to the main conversation, the main topic. I like how there is more freedom of speech. And you're able to express yourself. You're able to speak freely without losing your account, jeopardizing your, you know, your hustle, whatever. But on TikTok, you can only say so much and do so much before they kick you off and you lose all your opportunities. You lose your branding. You lose everything you built. And that's sad. That's fucking sad. So it's one of those things where, like, I am, like, kind of neutral in this situation. I have opinions on both. Like, I don't like bullies, so I totally understand why censoring has become a thing. But at the same time, now you can't even voice real-life problems without triggering the AI that's going to strike your account. And it's crazy to me, so... Anyways, Twitter apparently is going to try to be an all-encompassing app like TikTok and Facebook and this app and Snapchat all in one, and also be able to take care of your finances on it. Will this happen? Don't know. I guess we're all waiting to see. But it would be kind of pussy if they became the new TikTok and you were able to say some things and really speak your mind. Within reason, of course, but I don't know. Going back to enablers, though, I don't understand how we've gotten to a place where we're just okay with everybody doing and saying whatever because that's how they feel. I mean, this is another situation where I feel kind of in the middle on, because I did see this video and it did kind of irritate and annoy me, but it also, they made some points, but also some of it was ignorant as fuck. So I saw this video of this woman saying, first it was transgender, now it's transracial, and it's transableist and blah, blah, beep, beep, bop, bop, boop. Okay, can we like stop with the trans conversations, because trans people do not fit in those categories, okay? Gender and sex are two different things. We have made that conversation so many fucking times. There are people who are biologically born male, but they have low testosterone and lots of hormones. So what the fuck do you think that's going to do to a person mentally? Of course, they're going to feel womanly. And if they do transition, that is their prerogative, okay? That's how they feel. That's how they want to express themselves. So that should not be in the same conversation with transracial and trans ableist. You are not white and suddenly feel black, okay? You can have a penis and feel womanly. You can have a vagina and feel masculine. But bitch, you can't be fucking white and feel Mexican. You can't. It's just not in the cards. You're not both, unless you're fucking mixed. But you're not transracial. That's not a thing. It should not be a thing, and it should not be accepted whatsoever. And there are people out there who are so fucking delusional and so much of a fucking enabler and makes excuses, and they want to be so fucking PC, and that shit just fucking grinds my goddamn gears to the point where we are allowing all this weird ass behavior. I will always respect people's preferences when it comes to their gender and their identity, to a certain extent. Because, bitch, I'm sorry, if you consider yourself a fucking Brillo pad, seek fucking help immediately. I'm not giving you a moment of my fucking time. I'm just going to avoid you like the fucking plague, bitch. I will not fucking tolerate that shit. And I will not speak to you. I will not speak to you. And if that makes me a bad person, because I'm not going to sit here and co-sign this delusional ass behavior, so fucking be a bitch. I guess I'm a bitch. What the fuck ever. But I'm not going to call you a cat. I'm not going to call you a werewolf, because that's how you choose to identify. Now, if you feel like a man or a woman or in between like myself, I will always respect that. Me personally, I've said it many times, I don't really have a strong preference. I'm more about energy. I feel feminine. But, you know, some days I want to be a little more like tomboyish. I'm always kind of feminine. But like, you know, I don't like to put myself in a box. And I don't see the point. Everybody has a different experience. So if you want to box yourself up with a cute little ribbon, shoot for the fucking stars, bitch. I will respect that. And I will address you as such as you prefer, because that, like, what do I look like making somebody feel more dysphoria than they already do? Okay, that's just fucked up. But don't have, like, you're making this point, throwing trans people in this conversation with crazy ass fucking people who need mental help, who are saying that they are black when they are 100% white, or saying they're Asian, they're 100 fucking percent white. That's not the same thing. Or having these people who are fully able cutting their limbs off because they feel like an amputee. And then you have all these grown ass men who want to play in diapers, and now we're supposed to be accepting and understanding of that. That's weird as fuck, bitch. I cannot get the fuck away from me. I am disgusted. I am appalled. Where is your fucking head? Clearly, off in the fucking stars somewhere, bitch. Like, get it the fuck together. So it's like one of those things. Like, there were some points made on that because, you know, the transracial and the transableist and the trans age or whatever, all of that, very much understand where this individual was coming from. But the transgender conversation, I'm so tired of hearing it. Let people fucking be. Let them fucking be the person they want to be within reason. Within reason, because, bitch, again, I'm not going to address you as an inanimate object. Fuck, I can't talk. An animal, a thing. You're a human being. Pick a side or be in between. That's fine, like I am myself. And keep it fucking pushing. Once upon a time, I was a lot more outspoken, and I did kind of speak before I thought. And I did have this hot take I shared on Facebook way before I had ever had a platform, where I basically was talking about they, them people. And while I was very much a they, them, you know, I'm like the textbook. I don't really identify as either or care to. I definitely fit the script. At the same time, I see so many people trying so hard to be different. So I had like shared this rant on Facebook a long time ago about how like I'm so tired of the they them behavior and blah say blah blah beep beep blah blah boop boop boop. And it wasn't because I don't understand what they them is, or that I don't understand where they're coming from. Because like I said, it's just like the pot calling the kettle black. While I don't really care to identify as they, and I will respect other people who do identify as they, I do see a trend in the they lifestyle, if you will. And it's all these wannabe woke white people who want to be so virtuous and be so different and be marginalized. Like, I see so many cis people who present as cis, and they are in these heteronormative relationships, but they go by they. And like I said, I'll respect it, whatever, but it is kind of annoying to me, because these people now feel like, oh, I'm part of the community, I'm queer. Baby, you refuse to sleep with a woman, you love to wear dresses, there's nothing boyish about you. you don't have any masculine tendencies whatsoever, but you go by they, them because you want to be different. Let's call it what it is. You want to be different. You want to be, you want to feel like you are oppressed and marginalized, but you do not live that life whatsoever. And so I did share that hot take on Facebook. It got taken out of context. People were saying like they couldn't believe that that was coming from me, and they were disappointed in me. And like, I had to go on to further explain myself. Again, it is not that I don't understand what they, them means, because I am a they, them. I don't really care to identify as they, them. When people refer to me as they, I do appreciate it, but I'm a homosexual, okay? I am biologically male, femme presenting. And so I don't like to put myself in a box. So that's why like I don't really care for the they or the she or the he, whatever. I'm just me. I'm exhausted. All this jaw-japping and yip-yapping. If you're scared, go to church. Anyways, I've got another note. Miss Ariana Grande and her divorce, which is so crazy to me. I don't understand. Like, so basically, if you're not tuned in, I'm not really tuned in either, but I've been hearing a lot of details on the situation. And apparently, like, they had this great, beautiful, romantic relationship during COVID. And then as soon as the restrictions were let up, he was, like, appalled by her celebrity status and her lifestyle and her work. And it's crazy to me. Ariana Grande has been so massively famous and successful for over a fucking decade at this point. There is no way in hell anybody who she has given her time to doesn't know who she is or doesn't know her history or know of her celebrity status to some degree. Maybe you weren't a fan. Maybe you weren't listening to her music, but you know who Ariana Grande is. She's a fucking household name. Everybody knows who Ariana fucking Grande is. And so for this man to feel so insecure and to feel like she, I mean, I'm not involved in the situation, so I can't speak entirely on the situation, but from the reports and all the insider information, it looks like this man has been appalled by her fame. And I'm just so confused. Like, I know you did not get into that relationship and think, oh my God, this massively successful woman is suddenly going to cut all of her fame and all of her work life off for me. Like, we were in COVID. Y'all were locked down. She didn't have any choice but to give you all of her time. And that time was a beautiful, magical time for a lot of people, myself included. It helped me build a platform. But when those restrictions were let up, bitch, it's time to live life again, okay? And you knew she was famous before that, so don't act surprised when the paparazzi starts following her. And now you're feeling some type of way, mostly because you're getting caught up out here. She's so famous that people are tuned into you as well, and you can't be sneaky. She's overseas filming fucking Wicked, asking you to come be there with her, and you're saying you're too busy, yet you're being caught in clubs and whatnot. No, bitch, you're messy boots. And that's just men, unfortunately. Not all men, okay? If the shoe don't fit, don't lace it up, bitch. But statistically speaking, that is fucking men. It's so wild. I mean, think of MGK and Megan Fox. Megan Fox is like every hetero man's dream woman. She was cheated on. Beyonce, cheated on. Okay? It does not make sense. Y'all could have the fucking prize. Y'all could have the greatest woman of all time, the greatest partner, femme being, whatever the case. They'll still cheat. They will still cheat. Or they will break up or leave or do some weird fucking shit. It's like they get a taste of everything they fucking hoped and dreamed for, and then suddenly it's too much. I mean, I was in a relationship. This guy knew what I had going on. He really felt strongly about me. Thought I was way different than what he expected. You know, he was pleasantly surprised, whatever. And then my social media got in the way. People found the TikTok of me and him at his job, bullied him, and it got in the way. And I don't understand how you can involve yourself with somebody who is so public and then feel some type of way watching them. Like, if the roles were reversed, I would be so supportive. I would be so happy that I had a partner who was able to build a platform, to be successful, to be out here doing the damn thing. I would not feel less than a human next to them. I would not feel insecure. I would be like, damn, that's all mine. I am proud to say I am with this person. This person could have anybody, and here they are with me. But no, too many people are eat up with pride, and now they're on to the next. Because the grass is always greener on the other side, right? No, baby, you get to the other side and it's fucking faux grass. It's sod, okay? Anyways, on that note, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I hope y'all have a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, hot day. I'm so sorry if I offended anybody with my thoughts today, but don't take them out of context. Love everybody. Be understanding. Like I said, I'm not going to fucking be a bully to nobody. Even if you are a stinky ass bitch, even if you carry Vera Bradley, I'm not going to bully you. I might think it to myself. I might share it on my podcast. But I would never bully somebody. And I do not support that. I do not agree with that. And we got to do better. Okay. So, toodles.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.